I want to take a break from the podcast right now, and I want to give you a gift. And I want to do that to thank you for being a listener. I put my heart and soul into this podcast. I love interviewing today's experts, researchers, MDs, psychologists, sleep trainers, you name it. I hope you feel inspired to take care of yourselves and your families. And I just want to thank you for being a listener and hanging out with me. So the code PODCAST10 is going to give you a one-time $10 off code at kellylevesque.com, your next order of protein powder. You can either use that on my grass-fed beef isolate protein or on my new vegan chocho bean protein. Now, here's what I love about my protein powders. It's 3 ingredients or less. So we don't use fillers, emulsifiers, no fortified vitamins or minerals. It's easy to digest and naturally made without any enzymes or chemicals like hexane. So it's 3 ingredients. With my grass-fed beef isolate, that's 100% grass-fed beef, and it's made in the way that you would make bone broth. So just heat and water. And we dehydrate that end product to get that collagen-rich protein powder that your whole family can drink. It can be added to coffees, to smoothies, and you can get it in vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I want to point out that my vanilla and chocolate is made with organic vanilla bean, organic cacao, and the only sweetener used is organic monk fruit. We don't use any maltodextrin. Our monk fruit is 100% ground monk fruit, and it's organic. And with my vegan line, I'm so excited to have launched this and to have it out into the world. It's a regenerative bean from South America called the chocho bean. And the chocho bean is the most superior plant-based protein powder you can get your hands on, because not only is it a complete protein, but the process is made with heat and water only. They're crushed and soaked, and what that end product results in is an anti-nutrient-free protein powder. So you're not gonna have any lectins, phytates, or oxalates in your protein powder. Makes it super easy to digest, and it's really, really delicious and robust in cooking as well. So I love it if I want a thicker smoothie or a smoothie bowl. And I also love it in my baked goods, from my cookies to my muffins, pancakes, and breads. It's the perfect protein addition. So if you want to give either of these proteins a try, or you've already been purchasing these proteins and want to take advantage of this special deal, the code PODCAST10 is going to get you $10 off for being a listener here at the Be Well by Kelly podcast. So head to kellylevesque.com or bewellbykelly.com. Put the protein you'd like to purchase in your cart and use the code PODCAST10 for $10 off. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in.
There is a wisdom that our body can self-regulate and self-heal. And this is the majesty of our body, and it's really magical.
Dr. John Lawrence is a chiropractic neurologist and naturopath who's been in private practice for 25 years. He works at Advanced Rejuvenation, a multidisciplinary clinic with a focus on alternative and regenerative medicine, naturopathic medicine, chiropractic, functional neurology, functional cranial release, and specializes in Lumomed, Lyme disease, mold illness, and many other neurological conditions. He travels internationally teaching other doctors and has written a number of books, including Melatonin, Amazing Benefits of the Miracle Molecule Beyond Sleep, and Endonasal Cranial Therapy. It's a pleasure to welcome this maverick and leading voice in the wellness space to the podcast. Oh, Dr. John, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. I feel like I have rabbit-holed little Instagram posts and blog posts and listened to podcasts you've been on. And I'm so curious about all you're doing in the health and wellness space. Like I told you before the podcast, it's not mainstream yet. It's really interesting and backed in science. And I just think there's so much to uncover. You wrote an amazing book about melatonin. You have clients on nasal protocols, antimicrobial nasal protocols. You have NAD suppositories. You're having people use methylene blue and red light together. I mean, these are words and things that I'm sure the community and people listening have never heard about. So I want to really give them the 101 on a lot of these topics, because you're absolutely the expert. But I want to start with your background. How did you get here as an expert in your field on the fringe, doing really interesting, cool things?
Well, you know, I think I have a number of pain to purpose stories where I was looking to kind of solve problems for myself. And well, I grew up in Hawaii, which was amazing. But before that, we were in Camp Lejeune. So I don't know if you've been hearing all the commercials on TV about Camp Lejeune, but it was the worst water contamination in U.S. history. And so my mom was in utero with me. And I spent the first 2 years of life drinking that water, bathing in that water, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, there's always been some challenges that I've noticed throughout my life. In fact, when I was really young, I had really bad learning disabilities and I had hyperactivity and I had a lot of emotional outbursts that just really weren't very appropriate. And I found myself being kicked out of school after school after school. And this was in Hawaii. And they don't have like a medium school. You're either like full on in like the challenged group or you're like in the normal classes. And so I found myself surrounded by a lot of people I didn't really buy very well with at first. But then after that, it was like literally 4 years. It was like second grade through sixth grade. And my parents had to take me out of school and put me into private schools to mainstream me back into regular classes. And so, you know, I can't help but think that it had something to do with just all those toxins as my brain was developing. I had a very challenging time with Lyme disease and mold. And, you know, anybody that's listened to some of the other podcasts I've been on, I'm very open about that. And not even knowing what was wrong with me, searching, getting all these crazy different diagnoses, and then finally testing myself and finding out that it was Lyme, and then how moldy my house was, and Epstein-Barr and all the different co-infections, and teasing that apart a bit, you know, being a kind of a curious person and a physician in the trenches working with patients, I've been able to experience things and experiment on myself, find out what works, see what works with my patients. And that eventually launched a supplement company about 20 years ago now that mainly we started producing glutathione suppositories. Because I found those to be something that moved the needle more than anything else that I tried. And even to this day, I think it's a tool that I think a lot of people can find a lot of benefit to. And we can talk about glutathione if you'd like. But what was really special about it was the delivery, which was a suppository. And I found out at first, I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going to do anything like that. But then I found out that it was like commonplace in Europe, you know, and they regularly would administer medications and different types of nutrients, and how much more absorbable things are that way. It gets right into your bloodstream. And I was really into IVs at the time. You know, we've been doing IVs with our patients in my clinic for a long time. So through most of that process, we had IVs that we're doing. So I really appreciated when you could get nutrients in by a direct route, how you could really make some changes. So I got really interested in suppository delivery, and I also got interested in nasal sprays and formulated an antimicrobial nasal spray called Glutastat, which was the first product that after a glutathione suppository that we started to develop. And it just kind of like blossomed from there. And so now, you know, we work with a lot of physicians and doctors, and we teach them some of these protocols, and we have a product line that's really geared towards, I would say, like the biohacking community loves it, right? Because it's like you really feel the difference. But also people that are really dealing with different diseases, you know, like I did, that, you know, have really been searching. And so what I learned through that process, and what we can do is from this point kind of branch off from it, because I think it'll put things in context for people when they start to understand what some of these nutrients do, is the core principle is that we have an intelligence that flows through our body. There is a wisdom that our body can self-regulate and self-heal. And this is the majesty of our body, and it's really magical. And so when we understand that and we appreciate that the expression of life and that intelligence of life can do and fix everything and keep us healthy, what happens is that there becomes an interference to the expression of that intelligence. And the expression of that intelligence needs energy. And what makes energy is the mitochondria. And so our bodies run out of battery power to be able to express this healing intelligence. And so I have a very strong focus, and that's why the company is called MitoZen, M-I-T-O, which is mitochondria and then Zen, because we have a core principle on the idea that inflammation, which is caused by stress. So all stressors have one thing in common, which is inflammation. And it's the inflammation that the mitochondria, which is the core aspect within the cells that makes energy from oxygen and glucose, that the mitochondria do not like inflammation. And therefore, they shift the energy production out of the mitochondria, and we only get 10% of what we would otherwise get. And what that does is it starves out life force. Inflammation starves out life force, right? So it starts to make things a lot simpler for people to start to like wrap their head around it, because it can be so complicated, right? Some people make it so complicated. But if we could just focus on looking at different stressors that we might have and making sure that we can adapt to those stressors, because if we can't adapt, then we start to run into damage and disease. So the adaptation requires energy. And this is what we want to support. And we do that by looking at mechanisms that create that stress and reducing them. So this is what becomes so interesting to talk about melatonin.
I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to summarize what you said for the audience, because I think it's really profound. And it simplifies it in a way, like you said, that I haven't heard it spoken before, which is we all have a cell. We have mitochondria. Density of mitochondria, depending on the cell, would be higher or lower, right? Like what requires the most amount of energy, like your brain cell or an ovarian cell, more density of mitochondria. But those mitochondria produce energy for us. And what you're saying is, you know, we're all in contact with toxins. For you, it was Lyme and mold and co-infections and Epstein-Barr and things like that. We all are in contact with things that shut down our life force, that shut down these mitochondria, that lay the foundation of inflammation, that make it hard for us to produce energy and to heal. And so what your company does and what you preach is about ways to support mitochondria to produce energy, to fight the oxidative stress that lays down the foundation of inflammation, that shuts down our mitochondria. Is that right?
Yeah, very good. Very good, Kelly.
Okay. I just want to make sure I am 100% with you and that everyone else is too, because when we think about longevity, when we think about preventing disease, when we think about healing from the onslaught of what the toxins that everyone's talking about, from endocrine disrupting chemicals to EMF to disease states, my goal here is to help people prevent those things. And I think you're at the cutting edge of that. And so let's break into the chemicals or the hormones like melatonin and glutathione, for example. You mentioned that. I'd love for you to talk about the mechanism of action there. What is it? Why is it great? And how does it work?
Well, so do you want to start with melatonin?
Let's do it, because you're the melatonin expert.
Yeah. Well, Russell Reiter is really the big foremost authority on melatonin. He's almost on all of the research. I think he's done over 1,000 studies, co-authored over 1,000 studies on melatonin. And what I found really interesting is that Russell Reiter himself, he's an MD and a PhD, and he takes 100 to 200 milligrams himself every night. And so I heard a YouTube video and I got really interested in melatonin. And then shortly after that, I went to do an internship with Frank Schallenberger, right? And he's kind of considered the father of ozone. And he was one of the first functional medicine doctors in the late 80s. And so I'm doing an internship with him at his clinic, and I see him prescribing hundreds of milligrams of melatonin. And I was still dealing with some brain fog issues and memory, word finding, blah, blah, blah. And this was kind of after the Lyme, right? So I was kind of still on the tail end of that. And Frank suggested I start taking a couple hundred milligrams of melatonin. So I did. And the first couple nights I woke up, or the mornings, I woke up and I felt like I was freight trained. And I hear that a lot. And I think this is really important for people to kind of understand what they might experience when they start to take higher doses. And then we should talk about the safety. And we should talk about the safety of it. So is it toxic? And also another concern would be, does it shut down our own production where we're going to screw something up, where we're going to need it, right? Another thing that you hear online is once you start taking it, you have to just keep taking more and more and more, right? I recently was forwarded an article that really had like, it's like there's a lot of fake news out there. So let's dispel that. A, the word toxic and melatonin should never be used in the same sentence. One of the things, so I wrote a book on melatonin called Melatonin Miracle Molecule. It's on Amazon. And I go through all the different diseases you can imagine, all the different organ systems. And I could not believe the wealth of study and research on melatonin with each of these areas. And the most common thing I found is that at the end of each study, the researchers would say that there doesn't seem to be any toxic level to the melatonin at all, and that further research should really be done with this. And so they've done studies where it would be like giving an adult male 150,000 milligrams of melatonin, and they saw nothing but grogginess, right? So melatonin is not toxic. And number two, unlike most hormones, the way melatonin is made is by light shining in your eyes. That's the signal for melatonin to be made in the pineal. And the pineal is managing your sleep-wake cycle, right? So it's the primary, when light is shut off and there's no light hitting the retina, then the brain realizes it's time to shut down and go to a deep parasympathetic state. And melatonin is the primary activator of this parasympathetic state, just like cortisol from the adrenal glands is the primary activator of the alert, wake, get up in the morning, get stuff done during the day hormone. So when we take something like testosterone or estrogen or cortisol or just about any hormone, even like thyroid, our body says we have enough of this. We can start producing less. There's also receptor site desensitivity, like what happens with insulin. Mm-hmm. This doesn't happen with melatonin. And so because melatonin is primarily activated through light in the eyes, if you take melatonin, you're still going to produce the same amount of melatonin as you would otherwise, depending on the light that hits your eyes, right? And that's one of the reasons why it's good to wake up in the morning and get sunlight in your eyes right away. And don't wear sunglasses when you're driving to work. I hardly ever wear sunglasses at all, except at night when I'm wearing my blue blocking sunglasses. So it's kind of interesting. Like I flipped it around. Like yeah. For sunglasses are only for nighttime.
Right? I love that. It's so fascinating. And it's curious to me because in my previous life, when I worked in cancer and genetics, there was a small group of oncologists that would put breast cancer patients post radiation, chemotherapy, and recovery on melatonin for the long run. And it wasn't 100,000 milligrams. It was 10 milligrams or 15 milligrams a day. And I used to think to myself, if I took 15 milligrams of melatonin, I would wake up and feel like I got hit by a freight train. I would be in a cloud of fog the entire day. Mm-hmm. What is happening there?
Well, that's a great question, Kelly. So when you start to take, so melatonin can detox your brain from heavy metals, and you can get kind of a general detox throughout your whole body. Like, you know, one of the things that I like to think about with myself is when I get lazy, I don't really like to clean up after myself very much. So the house gets cluttered, the kitchen gets dirty, I'm probably not doing my laundry. I mean, it's just things get kind of mucked up, right? And your cells have the same thing. You know, when they don't have the energy, they're going to divert to like just the critical jobs that it needs to do. So when you start to add in melatonin, we haven't really gotten into the core of how melatonin supports the mitochondria yet, but we will in a second. When you start to charge those mitochondria, you're going to start to do some house cleaning. And sometimes that can lead to some side effects. And they're usually just for a couple of days. So can you imagine like someone that, you know, might find out melatonin is really wonderful and they go and take it and they wake up the next morning, they maybe do one night or two nights, they find themselves groggy and they just say, it doesn't work for me, right? But yet it's like going up to the dish, like a washing machine, opening up in the middle of the cycle and seeing the dirty water there and saying, it's not working. Look at how dirty it is, right? Yeah. It's working. It's doing exactly what it should be doing. But yes, there can be some temporary side effects. I had them quite extreme. I can take a gram of melatonin, which is 1,000 milligrams, and wake up and spring up out of bed and be totally fine. There's a couple of things that can affect that. Sometimes people don't metabolize melatonin very quickly. So most people, you can take melatonin as long as you're still getting light in your eyes. It's not going to hit you. You're not going to like fall asleep unless you close your eyes and you turn the lights in your room and so forth. So you can take it earlier. And that way, by the time you wake up, the melatonin's had more time to metabolize. So that's a trick. And not everybody needs to do that, but there is a subset of the population that has genes that don't break down melatonin. It's the same genes that break down caffeine. So if you're really sensitive to caffeine and you find that caffeine lasts longer than other people, then you're probably one of those people. And you probably want to dose your melatonin like around dinner time or maybe even before dinner time. The other thing, the other trick is melatonin in the pineal is very quickly deactivated with light in the eyes. So as soon as you wake up, if you get light in your eyes, you'll find that the grogginess will go away really quickly.
So good to know.
Yeah.
So why is it so powerful at detoxing our mitochondria, and why is it standing out as like a shining star?
Oh, that now we're going to get into it. All right, so let's do this. So it's not necessarily like a detoxer of the mitochondria so much as melatonin sits in every mitochondria. So it is made in every mitochondria. So now we're switching gears and we're talking about extra pineal melatonin. So extra pineal melatonin is way higher than the amount of melatonin that's made in the pineal. In fact, like for instance, the gut makes 400 times more melatonin than the brain does in the pineal. And we should touch on how it works in the gut as well, but let's just talk at what it's doing in the mitochondria. So we talked about how stressors result in inflammation. And so then what happens is the inflammation, when it gets to a certain level, there's a threshold of inflammation or stress that the cell and the mitochondria can deal with and adapt. But then you get beyond that. So it has to do with hormesis, right? You have the familiar zone, and then the hormetic zone is like the zone where the stress can create a net gain in health. This is our body adapts to it and we get stronger. And then above the hormetic zone, you get into the danger zone. That's where the stress is too much. And this is where melatonin really plays a role, is that melatonin is there to keep the energy being manufactured within the mitochondria. Because the mitochondria, once it reaches a certain threshold of inflammation, those cytokines elevate, the stress level elevates, the mitochondria says, I'm not going to do this anymore. And it tells the cell, you have to do it because I can't work in this environment, right?
Right.
Kind of like an employee that doesn't have like a healthy, you know, work environment. Basically, mitochondria do not like inflammation. They'll shut down. So it has to do with oxidation, right? And the antioxidant. So melatonin is the primary antioxidant that buffers that system and keeps the system going in the mitochondria. As we get older, we produce less and less and less mitochondria. So we have less and less ability to adapt to our environment and to different stressors. And what they found is that when you supplement with melatonin, let's say that you had like the, you know, we have this pandemic, right? Let's say you have that virus and you have the cytokine storm. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you start to shut down your energy. Mm-hmm. And that cytokine storm is shutting down your immune system because your immune cells have mitochondria in them. And they start to shift and they start to say, we're not going to work anymore. And you have a 90% decrease in your energy reserves, because that's making energy in the mitochondria versus outside of the mitochondria is 10% versus the 100%. So there's a drastic decrease in energy. And so that battle is going to be lost to that virus because the cytokines went over what the threshold that the immune system can handle. And it shut down the mitochondria. That's actually what happens. But this happens always. This is what happens with cancer as well. In fact, that shift of energy was first observed by Otto Warburg. Have you ever heard of Otto Warburg before?
The Warburg effect.
That's what it is. That's what we're talking about.
Past life, cancer and genetics. Wow.
So melatonin can quench the Warburg effect.
Wow.
Now, more than ever, it's really important that we're voting with our pocketbook. I think we can look at every decision we make as a way to support brands that are focused on our planet's health and sustainability. And in the last year and a half, I've really tried to clean out my closet. And that's when I found Vuori. So Vuori is an athleisure brand. And if you've been at school drop-off, I think one out of every four moms are wearing their performance joggers because they're really, really comfortable and they come in amazing colors. But the reason why I love Vuori so much is because they're committed to offsetting 100% of their carbon footprint, and they're focused on sustainable materials. So not only are they really high quality, beautiful, and super comfortable, but they're really focused on a healthy planet. So if you are looking for a way to gift your family members something that they're going to love, but also support brands that are focused on sustainability, Vuori should be a brand that's on your radar. And if you haven't given their clothing a chance, I recommend their performance jogger and their daily legging. And if you have a hubby, their men's core short is awesome. But I also want to support you to do that. So you're going to receive 20% off your first order and free shipping for orders over $75, and you get free returns. So all you need to do is go to Vuori.com/Kelly, and you can see all of the amazing options they have. That's Vuori.com/Kelly, and Vuori is spelled V-U-O-R-I .com/Kelly. And the deal you're getting is 20% off your first order and free shipping for orders over $75, and they have a free returns policy. So you can't lose by giving them a try and just feeling how soft and luxurious these sustainable clothing options are for your athleisure wear.
I mean, I'm a little bit in shock because melatonin has been deemed by a number of experts as something you shouldn't be taking every single day, something that definitely children shouldn't, that it's toxic, children shouldn't be taking it, it affects their puberty. And never in a million years would I think that you'd come on the podcast and tell me that people were taking 200,000 milligrams of melatonin.
No, there was a study where they gave up to 150,000 just to see, and it was with animals, with laboratory animals.
Okay.
And so it would be equivalent to 150,000 milligrams with an adult.
Okay.
What we do here in our clinic is we'll have people on a couple of 100 milligrams typically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after a few days, the groggy effect goes away. What would they experience? What would they feel?
You know, when I really notice it is if I'm traveling, right? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you go on a trip, I'm headed to LA tomorrow.
And come on over.
Is that where you were at?
I'm an hour south now, but I was in LA for 20 years. Yeah. It's
okay.
The West Coast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, when you travel, you have the flight, you got the stresses of like, where am I going to go? I got my schedule, and then your bags and, you know, crappy hotel rooms, or, you know, the bad lighting in the hotels, you know, you name it. So when I travel and I take melatonin, I really feel a huge difference because I feel really rested. I feel like I have a lot of just energy in general. I don't fatigue towards the end of the day. So this really ties into the original research on melatonin, because they originally, Kelly, thought melatonin didn't do anything because they gave him to these laboratory mice and they didn't see any difference with the mice that had them and that they didn't. The mice in general, when they're in a science lab, it's like going to the Ritz for them. They're fed regularly. They have a clean environment, you know, so there's no stress associated with it. And so they kind of dropped their interest in melatonin for many years, but then they circled back and they did an experiment where they actually took these mice and put them in these tubes, which would mimic stress. So that for a certain amount of hours every day, they're like in a tube, they're super stressed. Then they looked and they found the mice that were put in the tubes without the melatonin got diabetes. Their life was cut drastically. They started to have all the different diseases associated with modern, you know, society and culture. But the mice that had the melatonin very much adapted to this situation. And so they're like, ah, okay. So that's why I call melatonin the ultimate resilience molecule, right? Now, think about how much stressors that we have right now that we didn't have 100 years ago.
It's overwhelming. I think I scare my husband. We're moving into a new house and I'm like, I want this type of air filter. I want this type of water filter. I want my pipes this way and my paint that way and my floor, the glue that's going under the hardwood to be this. And it's like, you don't care about like things most people would care about, all this random stuff. But I worry about my young boys at 2 and 4, you know, and I'm pregnant now. We're going to have a third. Like, I'm worried about being pregnant and the water I'm drinking, the air I'm breathing. And because it's true, like down to today, I mean, I had to have an EMF, like Wi-Fi switch that I could hit every night that turned off every Wi-Fi in our house so that I knew that that was gone. Like there are things I'm worried about that I know my parents never worried about that mm-hmm. we now have to worry about. And that's not even looking at like your cleaning supplies, your personal care supplies, the food supply. It's overwhelming. There's mm-hmm. a lot we have to fight against to protect yeah. our mitochondria.
Yeah, right. And that's it. You know, I talk to other doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, and the old school docs, they'll say, oh, it was easy. You know, like chiropractors, they say, oh, we would just adjust them and everybody got better. But then now it's not like that. There's just too many stressors. So now we have to get a lot more fancier with our treatment plans.
So yeah. when someone listening wants to start taking melatonin because you've demystified it and they realize they can take it in the afternoon and that it's going to only start affecting them when they're not in light. Mm-hmm. And they want the effects of supporting their mitochondria. Where would they start and how would they titrate up, or would they start high right away? And then in regards to having more energy and potentially cleaning up your kitchen and decluttering your house as an analogy, what else should people be doing to support the cleansing and detox process? Because I think mobilizing something and having the energy to mobilize something is one thing, but then dealing with the aftermath is another.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. So I do suggest people take binders. Binders are things like charcoal and fibers and so forth. I like Chris Shade's Ultra Binder myself. And so we'll have people take 3 or 4 of those before bed. I do think that you could start with 50 and go to 100 and then go to 200. I really, oral melatonin is not very absorbable. It's only 2.5% absorbed according to the research, because it doesn't make it through the gut, first pass through the liver, digestive enzymes and all those. Same thing with a lot of nutrients, same thing with glutathione. Really, oral administration of melatonin or glutathione or NAD and a number of nutrients is just not the ideal way to go. And so that's where I think suppositories really are very attractive as far as delivery methods, not just for the fact that you're going to get it into the body, which if you're really looking at this extra pineal effect, this is what you really want to start looking at, that absorption. However, I do have a lot of my patients report back a pretty drastic improvement in their sleep, but melatonin is not the end all be all to sleep. It definitely helps with what's called latency. So you'll find that you'll go to bed easy. But if your problem is waking up, you know, in the middle of the night, melatonin may or may not be the answer, but for sure, something that's going to have a sustained release would have more of a possibility to do that. And that's why a suppository really does that. Anything oral, you're going to have what's called peak plasma, meaning that the nutrient is available for your cells to pull it in. And you can just imagine that you only have a certain amount of melatonin or CoQ10 or NAD, whatever it is that they can pull in, the cell can pull in at a certain amount of time length. And so you have a certain amount that's in the blood, the cells want to pull it in. And then once it's out of the blood, then it doesn't have any more to pull in. And so that's called peak plasma, is the amount of time it's available in the blood for the cell. So peak plasma with most oral supplements is like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it too in your urine. Like if you've ever taken a supplement and then an hour and a half or 2 hours later, you looks like you dropped a highlighter in the toilet.
Right. Yeah. And so peak plasma with a suppository is 5 to 7 hours.
Wow.
So you kind of have this slow trickle of nutrients as if you're getting an IV, a super slow drip over a really long period of time. So in essence, it's almost better than an IV, right? Mm-hmm. You don't even know it's there, right? It takes 2 seconds to put it in. And it's really perfect for melatonin because of that delay. But also when you start getting into things like NAD and glutathione, it's pretty epic. I actually created a suppository called Sandman that has both melatonin and glutathione together.
That's the one I'm going to try then.
Yeah.
And you are so sweet to offer my community 5% off with the code Kelly. I'm going to go ahead and use that one myself today for some Sandman suppositories. My husband's going to laugh so hard. He's going to be like, what are you doing now? Like, these are my suppositories loaded with nutrients. So I have a plasma period of 5 to 7 hours versus an hour. I'll sell them on it. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And he's gonna get excited. Just takes a minute. So let's circle back to glutathione, because that is like melatonin, vital for mitochondrial health and squelching inflammation. So what is it? What does it do? Why is it great? How does it work? Give us the goods.
So glutathione is one of the primary kills that detoxes the body. And it kind of acts like a flypaper, and it grabs toxins and chaperones them out of the body. So like heavy metals, pesticides, all the different man-made chemicals, you know, like a lot of the chemicals I was exposed to at Camp Lejeune, they're basically chauffeured out of the body through glutathione. So glutathione is primarily made by a healthy liver, right? So we make glutathione. We can convert things like cysteine, N-acetylcysteine, into glutathione. There are certain nutrients in certain foods that can elevate glutathione, like Brazil nuts are one of the highest. And glutathione does three or four really important things. One is it detoxes the body. Number two is it's a very powerful supporter of viral immunity. Number three, it acts as an antioxidant, right? It helps to quench inflammation in the body and oxidation. And lastly, it's one of the sleep-promoting substances along with uridine. In other words, I like to put the glutathione in there for all these other reasons. In fact, we talked about when you initially start taking melatonin, how it detoxes the body. So how important and how nice is it to have glutathione right there with you, right? But it's also going to help with the whole sleep equation as well. In fact, we put magnolia, we put linalool from lavender. It's got some science based in that particular product.
Wow. So if someone isn't taking any form of glutathione and they're relying on endogenous production in their liver, how often are you seeing someone in your practice with low levels of glutathione? Like, is this something, you know what I mean? Like, how prevalent is it that we have low levels of glutathione?
It's probably more prevalent than anybody knows because of the stressors. You know, the stressors are depleting your glutathione levels. Just like stressors deplete NAD, it's as you get older, having birthdays makes these things more challenging just alone. But then, you know, the toxins, the lack of nutrients, the EMF, the busyness that we do with our cell phones and with life in general, the different advanced forms of microbes that we have to fight and deal with, the massive insult to our microbiome from pesticides and different medications, you know, so sleep disturbances. You know, all of these things really cause massive decrease in both glutathione and NAD.
Yeah. Well, let's circle, since we were talking about it, let's circle back to NAD. What is NAD? I mean, we've talked about two amazing molecules, melatonin and glutathione. NAD has been really popular over the last few years. IVs are really expensive. There's no oral version that you can rely on. It's very hard. What does it do? Like, why is it so popular?
You know, I love to see how popular it's gotten. I remember when I first heard about NAD, nobody had really heard about it. And I went to the first NAD conference in San Diego. I'm in Florida, for people that are listening to this. I'm in Sarasota, Florida.
And beautiful.
So I jumped on a plane. I flew out there because I was so interested in this NAD, and nobody really knew about it, but it was primarily just creeping out of the addiction clinics, right? So there was these people working with addictions, and they found that when they would do infusions, and the protocol back then was basically 12 days in a row of the first infusion would be 1500 milligrams, and then it would be 750 milligrams. And you'd have to drip it slow because you get some side effects, right? You kind of feel nauseous and lightheaded, and like it's like your blood sugar is really low or something, right?
It's like heart palpitations, flushing. Yeah.
So the IVs can last quite long. We would have some people even drip up to 8 hours, depending on how fast they could drip. We were charging $1,500 at that time. And I think you could probably get NAD. If you really search, you might find somebody that'll do it for 500, but you know, they're on the more expensive side. Average is probably 1,000. But how inconvenient is that? You know, you have to, so why would you want to take it? So NAD is something that is rate limiting for the mitochondria. And this NAD to NADH ratio is something that is really critical. And it's a rate limiting process for us to make energy within the mitochondria. And so as we become deficient with NAD, it becomes more challenging for us to make that conversion and make energy. And so the things that really rob our NAD are sleep. Like if we get poor sleep, alcohol and other drugs, and just generally stress in general, right? Mental, emotional stress, physical stress, and then aging, also having birthdays, like I said before. And so we can supplement with NAD and we can build that back up. And there's been some researchers that have even found that supplementing with NAD can add like up to 30% in your lifespan. So NAD has become really, really interesting, and it works on some gene pathways that help to improve gene expression and likely can extend life. And it's something that I think most people that are over the age of 40 should consider. And it's not something that you want to take every day though, because NAD kind of works on supporting cells, but there's a certain type of cell called a senescent cell, which this really rabbit holes into a whole nother conversation, right? But if I could simplify it, it would be there's zombie cells that hog up too much energy, they spew too much pollution, and they're very inflammatory. And as we get older, we accumulate more of these senescent cells. And this is one of the things that fasting can really help and improve. And also taking things like senolytics, like fisetin and sterostilbene, which I put into a suppository called Lucitol. And that's part of the Fast Track Fast program that we do. So we have patients take this senolytic while they're fasting to clear these senescent cells. And this is something that has been shown in research to be really powerful to reduce inflammation, improve health.
So I get you correct, you're giving these senescents as almost like doubling down on apoptosis that happens during fasting. Because when you fast, you kill after a certain amount of time, you create die-off of these zombie cells, and you're doubling down on that effect with supporting agents that do that as well.
Right.
Okay.
Most of these are like plant extracts, polyphenols, curcumin, quercetin, green tea extract, and sterostilbene. That's primarily what's Lucitol's about. We have it in a oral liposomal as well. But the point being is that when you take NAD, you're actually supporting senescent cells. And so a lot of people are kind of doing this intermittent fasting, and they don't realize if they take their NAD in the morning, but yet they're trying to, and they take it every day, you know, like there's these supplements of like NAD, NMN or NR, and people are taking that in the morning every day, yet they're fasting until lunch, right? But they're giving the senescent cells life jackets, right?
They're canceling out the benefits.
Yeah. So my personal views are that a full 24-hour fast once a week is a good idea. I believe that skipping either breakfast or dinner, it looks like skipping dinner is a better way to go. People are finding that the sleep scores are just incredible when we just have breakfast and lunch and skip dinner. But the point being is you're narrowing your window where you're eating, and you're giving yourself more time during that 24-hour period of time to slip into this recycling and cleaning mechanism where you're cleaning up senescent cells or old mitochondria or, you know, just old cellular structures. So you don't want to take NAD all the time, right? It's best to pulse it. I think 3 days a week is good. When you do something like the NAD Max, which is a suppository, it's got 500 milligrams of NAD, 250 milligrams of NR, and 250 milligrams of NMN. So it's virtually 1,000 milligrams, right? It might even be much more superior to actually going for one IV. So one suppository versus an IV that you would spend $1,000 at. I think the NAD maxes are, you know, $20 or something like that for one. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to gifts for myself, I'm always looking to invest in health, and that's how I found Boncharge. It's a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products. These wellness premium products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, and reduce inflammation. And they have everything from blue light glasses to red light therapy, EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting. Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of living, which is the constant impact of stress, EMF, and life. And I am loving everything that they offer, especially their red light therapy devices. You know that a red light has been on my Christmas list year after year, and I finally pulled the trigger with Boncharge. And as you know, red light is phenomenal for relaxation, but it goes so much further than that. It supports and helps with wrinkles, sore muscles, psoriasis, eczema, migraines, sleep, arthritis, acne, you name it. And for me personally, being a mom of young toddlers on that baby-making train and breastfeeding and all the things, I am looking for all the sleep support, relaxation, wrinkle support, and even wound healing that red light can offer. And what's so great about Boncharge is they have both an NIR and a red light, and you can switch between both of those in one device, and all it takes is 10 to 20 minutes a day. So you can set it up where it works for you. And they are offering us an amazing deal, and it's so awesome because they have easy returns and exchanges, plus a 12-month warranty on all their red light therapy devices. So if you're interested in this, go to boncharge.com/Kelly and use the coupon code Kelly to save 20%. That's boncharge.com/Kelly, spelled K-E-L-L-Y, and use the coupon code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to save 20%. Go snag that deal.
Well, I think just the bioavailability story here with suppositories is really interesting, especially as people coming off the pandemic, we see a major surge in purchasing of supplements and oral supplements and health and wellness. We've always known it, but taking care of yourself and sets you up for a better end result in coming in contact with things like viruses, novel viruses for that matter. And so it's interesting to see everyone filling their medicine cabinets with a bunch of, maybe you call them biohacking, but even just traditional supplements to know that the absorption rate is so low. I think I'd rather do it less often and know that I'm getting a longer peak plasma time and a more bioavailable product.
Yeah. And you feel the difference for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've taken up so much of your time, but I really want to dip into something that really drove me to your Instagram to find you. And that's everyone putting something up their nose and shining red lights. Talk to me about all of your nasal protocols, methylene blue and red light. Like what has you excited about our nasal cavities right now?
Well, so I just released a book on endonasal balloon adjusting, and I really get into a lot of phenomenal and interesting things in that book regarding just that same topic about all the different types of conditions I've treated using. So it's an expansive manipulation using a small balloon that's placed into the nasal passage in a specific location. There's testing that determines that. And it basically releases adhesions to structures around the skull and allows cerebral spinal fluid to flow. And so this has been something that I've been doing for the last 25 years in practice. And I found that it can lead to some dramatic changes and that there's a lot of people with chronic headaches or TMJ or vertigo or dizziness, different neurological conditions. A lot of people don't breathe fully through their nose as well. And so they're kind of starved, not only of the oxygen through the air going through the nose, but the oxygen that's being moved around the brain and spinal cord through this cranial rhythm pattern all gets jammed up. And so we go in and we expand that. And the nasal passage is the doorway into the cranium, right? And so the mouth is a doorway, right? Your colon and your butt is a doorway. And so it's these doorways that can lead to inflammation very often. And so if we don't take care of our doorways, then these are going to be avenues that are going to upregulate a lot of inflammation in our body. And they're going to lead to that mitochondria being inhibited, right? So I'm a big believer in nasal hygiene. So we have a sinus protocol. In fact, if you'd like, we can send you a PDF of it that you can share with your listeners and they can maybe get a link to it.
I'd love that.
And so we use an antimicrobial nasal spray called Glutastat, which has glutathione. It has emulsified oregano, sage, clove, bay leaf. It's got various terpenes, linalool, myrcene, geranium. So it's basically a very powerful. Now it burns. It's like basically wasabi up your nose for like a few seconds. So this stuff is no joke, but it's probably one of the best things to have in your medicine cabinet because things start in your nose, right?
Right.
In your nose. And the way that that works is that if you're not taking care of your nasal passage, then you're going to have microbes living in there and they secrete something called biofilm, which is like this sticky flypapery stuff. Mm-hmm. So when we breathe, if somebody's sick in the same room, there's going to be a surface for this stuff to stick to be carried into your bloodstream. And then next thing you know, it proliferates in the nasal, it gets back into the back of the throat. And then if it really gets deep into your body, it drips down to the lungs, but it starts in the nose. So if you can nip it in the butt with something like Glutastat or another type of antimicrobial nasal spray, but not a steroid or either a steroid or an antibiotic, we don't want to do. Because the steroid's going to inhibit your natural immune system, right? So you're going to treat the symptom, which is inflammation, temporarily. But you're not going to actually fix the problem. And then an antibiotic is going to really be a negative towards your microbiome. So we want to pick strategies that have a good effect on the body, but don't take away from the body's life force. And that's why, you know, something natural like this product is really powerful. So we have a 30-day protocol that we recommend people do. I also have something that it's a mouth product, which is called Boca Zen. And it's got moringa, ginger oil, oregano oil, cinnamon, clove, and it's got some various terpenes. And it burns as well. You know, anybody that's put oregano in their mouth, you kind of get that burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have people put that in their mouth and then take their tongue and move it all around their gums and then take a toothpick and just push it all between the teeth. And I recommend people put these two products in their car. And just as a maintenance, you know, they can do a couple of sprays, they can, you know, do the mouth routine, and that can really cut down on a lot of inflammation, which can then translate into better mitochondria, which could lead to more energy, more focus, especially the brain, because it's so close, right? Like mm-hmm. our lymphatics and, you know, those toxins get to the brain very quickly.
Wow. So after someone does like the 30-day protocol and they want maintenance, is it once a day still? Is it?
The protocol is 4 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like a protocol that is, because it kind of depends on what people are dealing with. If there's stuff in the lungs, then there's a nebulized approach with the Glutastat because we make it in a, like a dropper bottle. Mm-hmm. And so people put it in nebulizer. So if you're trying to get like really deep into the sinuses or into the lungs, you really should look at something like that. It just depends on how deep it is and the individual. But the sprays is kind of the basic protocol. So it's 2 sprays each side, 3 to 4 times a week, a day for 30 days. And then the maintenance is once a day.
Great. Easy. I love a habit that's triggered in a specific situation, like a car. That's great. Okay. So last but not least, methylene blue. What is it?
Oh, one of my favorite. So I would say methylene blue and melatonin are my two favorite molecules ever. I believe that they are spiritual and divine. You know, there's just something about them that's just like, oh, I love that molecule. The difference between melatonin and methylene blue is really interesting because methylene blue is a synthetic molecule and melatonin is natural, right? And so that was something I had to get over as a holistic doctor. And what I found is that after 150,000 synthetic nutrients have been discovered, and none have done what methylene blue can do, which is basically light up your mitochondria like a Christmas tree. And it does that in a way that, like, we kind of talked about how something can give without taking, right? Mm-hmm. Antibiotics, they give because it cuts down the microbial load, but then it destroys your microbiome so that you don't have that immune system. And then oftentimes there can be problems like autoimmune disease and weakened immune system and recurrence of infection that happens with these. And we also create antibiotic resistant strains, which aren't good either. So methylene blue was coined the magic bullet by Paul Ehrlich, who was the one that discovered that methylene blue actually kills malaria. And so methylene blue was introduced to the medical world in the late 1800s as a cure for malaria, and it did really, really well. And in fact, like, malaria was really, if you think back, there's England and the United States, like, we're kind of like going in and kind of conquering places and we're exploring. And the biggest problem we had was malaria because our people were getting sick and there really wasn't any answers to that, right? So the discovery of something that would cure malaria was absolutely huge, blockbuster. So the World War I, they actually made all of the soldiers take methylene blue. And so General Eisenhower was noted as saying that our troops are so patriotic, they even pee blue, right?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So you will pee blue when you take it. So it's a brilliant blue salt. It helps to support your mitochondria to make energy. And when it's combined with light, it enhances it even more. And particularly the light in the spectrum of 660 nanometers. Mm-hmm. There's a step in your mitochondria called the cytochrome C. Cyto means cell and chrome meaning light. And so your body can use either photons or electrons to make this energy. Photons is non-matter and electrons are matter. You start to get into kind of some interesting spiritual conversations as well about matter, no matter, right? So this photon, which is this unit of energy, and this electron, which is this unit of energy, this final step can use light or it can use electrons. And so what we're doing is we're having, like, here in the clinic, I'll tell you, we got this protocol that we're doing at the clinic that's just really exciting. I call it LumaBlue. And what we do is we run high dose magnesium because that kind of opens up all of the microcirculation and kind of relaxes you a little bit. Then we run colloidal silver because, just like light, silver and gold seem to accentuate the methylene blue's abilities. And we're going to get into what it does for you here in a second. So then afterwards, we IV methylene blue, and then we stick an intravenous laser in the blood vessel and directly laser the blood. And I can't even tell you some of the things I've seen because it's been like really shocking to see some changes with that. But it's very powerful medicine. And one of the things that it can be really powerful for is infections, because methylene blue can have an antiviral effect and an antimicrobial effect, yet it leaves the body unharmed. And that's why Paul Ehrlich called it the magic bullet, because he was talking about a substance that had these far-reaching benefits to the body, yet left the body unharmed. So you have this antimicrobial effect, but then you're also hitting the life force, right? You know, you're allowing that expression of that universal intelligence to really do its
work. Wow. So it's antiviral and antimicrobial, but what is like the mechanism of action for the mitochondria?
So methylene blue, there's four complexes in the mitochondria, and they're basically four proteins. And they're named by their number. So there's complex 1, 2, 3, and 4. And there's actually a fifth, but we don't really need to get into the fifth. And so methylene blue, when it gets in, it upregulates all the first three by 110%. And it upregulates the fourth protein by 70%. And that's that cytochrome component.
Got it.
That's why adding in the light, you kind of like get that extra boost, but it raises mitochondria by about 30% overall. And it does that because the methylene blue gets into the mitochondria and acts as both an electron donor and an electron acceptor. So it's a pro-oxidant and an antioxidant all at the same time.
The magic bullet. So yeah. Is it only available in IV form?
No, it's actually, methylene blue is very well absorbed orally. In fact, when it mixes with stomach acid, it's very nice. It gets into your system really well. We created these bars that are like kind of like palm oil, and suspended in the palm oil is the methylene blue. So you can cut it into pieces and just throw it in the back of your throat and then drink something down. And so your mouth doesn't turn blue. Sublingual delivery doesn't seem, according to the experts, they don't feel like that's the best. Plus your mouth gets blue. Who wants to walk around with a blue mouth? We have a suppository of methylene blue as well, called Lumitol Blue. The bars are called Lumitol Blue. The suppository has some utility. It has that slow release. It's 60 milligrams. The bars are 175 milligrams. So it's about 80 milligrams if you cut it in half, which is about the dose that we see a lot of people really noticing some differences. 40 milligrams. Between a half a milligram up to 4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight is well within the safety zone. However, you don't want to dose it every day continually for months and months and months. So we recommend people go 10 days on and 3 days off, because it can build up in the mitochondria. And what can happen is it can start having an opposite effect where it'll slow down your mitochondria.
I see. I feel like most of the molecules that you talk about, like any other molecule, have a protocol or a best use case scenario. And I love that you're calling out when we should be taking a break, that we shouldn't be having these things every single day, and the science behind it, because it's true. People can get really excited about a magic bullet or taking, you know, 50 to 100 grams of melatonin or NAD, for example, every day, and not knowing that they should take a break. So when someone does methylene blue for 10 days on and 3 days off, is there a time when they would ever stop that product? Like, for you personally, what does supplementing when you're Dr. John look like?
Yeah, well, I love to take it just continuously. They've done large clinical trials on methylene blue and depression, and it acts as an SSRI. And so it has a really nice mood uplifting aspect to it as well, which I enjoy. The mental clarity is very noticeable, the energy levels. So I find it to be something that's just part of my supplement. I kind of don't like it when I have to take those breaks, because I love the benefit. But there's times where you might want to take more. Mm-hmm. Like if, let's say that you were getting sick, you know, you could take, you know, that full 4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So for me, that would be 300 or 400 milligrams, right? So that oftentimes is best to take separated, you know, like an hour apart or something like that, especially if you're taking it orally, because sometimes it can be a little bit irritating to the stomach when you start getting into some of those higher doses. But that can be a really interesting strategy to deal with, instead of an antibiotic, basically, as like an antimicrobial approach. So I love the idea of glutastat and methylene blue in the medicine cabinet, right? So you've got that, you know, in case, because they work so good. But they're also things that can be taken regularly.
Yeah, I feel like I've really turned a 360 on melatonin in just our short conversation. And I'm excited to dive even deeper into your book. I'll have to have you back. This was so, so fascinating. And I think what you're creating, which is so different than so many other companies, is a way to support the body to heal itself, to dampen and squelch the inflammation so that our mitochondria can do its job to produce energy and so that we feel our best. So thank you for doing the hard work. You know, you're not on the fringe in the biohacking community, but for mainstream peeps, this is eye-opening and really exciting. So thank you so much for being here and spending the time. Where can people follow along? Where can they learn more? Where can they snag your books?
Yeah, well, so both It's All in Your Head is the book on endonasal, is on Amazon. We just released it like 2 months ago. And then Melatonin Miracle Molecule is on Amazon as well in print. And my Instagram is Your Out of Box Doc. And we have like an online educational website, Out of Box Doc, where we're working with some different concepts, many of which we really haven't even gotten a chance to dive into. But, you know, the idea is vitality, identity, and divinity, you know, and basically putting all of these together for us to express our full life force and vitality and mission, you know, in this life. And then also our website for the products is mitozen.com. And we're going to do a coupon code. I think it's going to be Kelly.
Yep.
And you'll get 5% off. And then the clinic website is advancedrejuvenation.us.
Great. Well, thank you so, so much for being here. It's, like I said, it's been fascinating for me personally and so nice to meet you. I can't wait till we talk again.
Yeah, Kelly, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Be Well by Kelly. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at bewellbykelly.com and follow me on Instagram at bewellbykelly. I would love if you picked up my books, Body Love and Body Love Every Day. They're sold on Amazon and at all major booksellers.